Hello and good afternoon. I'm Zach Siegel, and I'll be your host today for my 8th podcast from the series Everything You Need to Know About the NFL. I'm sorry for not making a podcast earlier, but I was delayed in making this podcast. Next, I have a special announcement that I'm sure most of you already know. There'll be 10 podcasts in every season of this podcast series, and each season will be on a different sport. So we have this podcast and then two more before the football podcasts are done. But first, I'd like to talk about what I'll be doing in this podcast today. Today, I'll be talking about players and teams that are, in my opinion, overrated or underrated. So let's get to it. The first player I'll be talking about in this podcast is Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is one of the wide receivers on the Redskins. He was drafted in 2019 out of Ohio State with the 76th pick in the draft, also known as the 12th pick in the third round. Now for my analysis of him. I think that he's underrated. He's one of the few bright spots in the very dim Washington Redskins offense that was 27th in the NFL in points scored with just under 17 of them per game. So that's incredibly low. So let me just give you a sense of how little per game that is compared to other teams. So the Baltimore Ravens, who finished first in points per game, finished first with 32 points per game. That's almost double what the Redskins scored per game last year. And the Ravens had a harder schedule. So back to Terry McLaurin. He's one of the only bright spots in the offense, especially with, in my opinion, the worst quarterback in the NFL, the worst starter in the NFL, at least, Dwayne Haskins, throwing his passes. McLaurin only caught 58 passes this year, putting him in 50th place among all pass catchers, but he made them count. He had 7 touchdowns, putting him in 16th place among all the position players, and he also had 15.8 yards per catch, good for 12th place, and 919 yards even as a rookie, putting him 32nd among all the position players. He also only played 14 games this year, but still racked up these stats. His catch percentage was also a very good 62.4, especially with a bad quarterback, as I said earlier. He's also very good against the secondary press, and he's very explosive off the line. He's not only fast, but quick. He's a great first step. He's such a vertical threat against any cornerback and secondary. His hands are also fairly good. However, he isn't a consistent blocker. That doesn't matter on an offense like the Redskins. However, if he was in the Ravens or even the 49ers, he wouldn't be as good because the Ravens and the 49ers both are primarily rushing offenses, and so he'd have to block a lot more. So all in all, Terry McLaurin is not overrated. He's in fact underrated as a rookie on the Redskins offense. Next, we have another rookie as of last year. I'm going to talk about Mark Andrews, who I'll say it now, I'm a huge fan of, as he's not only on my favorite team, but he's also a great tight end. And he proved that after making the Pro Bowl in his first year. He made his impact on the team that rushes so much more than passes, however, and he still had a very effective year on the Ravens. He had 64 receptions, good enough for second among all the position players in the NFL. He had 852 yards, which was good for 40th in the NFL and first on the Ravens. It was good enough for top 40, and it put him in 37th in the NFL. And then he had 13.3 yards per catch, which was fine. It was good for 45th in the NFL. And he also had 10 touchdowns, which was enough for a tie in second place of all pass catchers. He also had 73 yards and a touchdown in the Pro Bowl. His pros include dominating in the red zone, along with great hands. He also creates a lot of space, which is rare for a tight end. He's quick, another rare trait for the tight end, even though he's not very fast. Lastly, he has an excellent control of his body, along with a great route runner. His cons, however, include that he's a relatively small route tree. Even if he runs all those routes well, he doesn't have a lot of routes that he can run effectively. And then lastly, he isn't as strong as most tight ends. However, if you look at his stats and his scouting report, he is underrated. So next, we have Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. And this is an interesting situation, as I feel he's a good player, but there are also other factors involved that I will list later. His stats from last year include 3,606 passing yards, which is good enough for 16th place among all quarterbacks, even though he had an elite receiving core, including Stephon Diggs, who got traded this offseason, Kyle Rudolph, a good tight end, and Adam Thielen, who's an incredible wide receiver. I think 16th place is pretty good, but if he has all these receivers, then he probably could have done a lot better. He also had 26 touchdowns, which is good enough for 8th place, and 6 interceptions, which was also 6th place. Lastly, his QBR was 58.4, which put him in 13th. His strengths include knowing how to run a very complex offense with the Vikings, his arm strength, his mobility, He isn't a running quarterback, but he's very good throwing on the run, and he can run if he needs to. However, his weaknesses include decision-making. He generally picks the wrong receiver to throw to, although this didn't matter before the Vikings traded Stephon Diggs because their receiving core was so good. He also isn't very good with pocket pressure around him, and he tends to force his throw. And lastly, we have his inconsistency. He's kind of like Josh Allen in this aspect. As he has a great arm, but sometimes he's terribly inaccurate, leading to incompletions and even interceptions. He's getting paid $28 million a year, making him the 7th highest paid NFL player. And this is from the beginning of the 2019 NFL season. He's a good player, but he doesn't deserve to be paid this much. So Kirk Cousins is overrated. Next we have David Johnson. He was traded to the Texans for DeAndre Hopkins, which was a terrible deal, but that isn't the point. The point is examining him for his playing and skills, saying whether he's underrated or overrated. His strengths include that he's strong and a big running back, however, he has real speed. Most of his years, he had over 1,000 yards. He's also a great receiver with good hands, and he's a good blocker if he needs to block for his quarterback. His weaknesses are that he isn't a running back with quote-unquote finesse. He just stomps over you, and he can't juke you, so there's no way he could get past people like Bobby Wagner or J.J. Watt, who are incredible tacklers. And he also doesn't have great vision, so he is overrated. So lastly, we have the San Francisco 49ers. I know what you're thinking. What are you talking about? The 49ers just made the Super Bowl, and they were leading for quite a bit of time. But there's also been a lot of controversy around them, even though, in fact, they had a bunch of great wins against some very good teams. People in Atlanta think they aren't good because they lost to the Falcons, but the 49ers are, in fact, a great team. The 49ers offense doesn't have much to bring to the table, but their running offense is pretty solid, along with two good players in quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo and wide receiver Deebo Samuel. Kyle Shanahan is also a very good coach, and he's great for the talented 49ers defense, which we'll talk about next. The defense has Nick Bosa, Richard Sherman, and so many more players. This defense is incredible. In my opinion, they're the best defense in the NFL. So the 49ers are not overrated, and I mean, they're not really underrated because they just made the Super Bowl, but they're more underrated than overrated. So, okay, so that concludes this podcast. If you haven't listened to any of my other podcasts, please do that right now. Also, make sure to like this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to be on the lookout for my next podcast. Thanks for listening.